And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 19th of November, 2013. It's the birthday of the poet Sharon Olds, born San Francisco, 1942, grew up in Berkeley as a Hellfire Calvinist, went to Stanford, and then off to Columbia to get her Ph.D. Did not publish her first book of poems until she was a few years shy of 40. Teaches creative writing at NYU, lives on the Upper West Side of New York. Sharon Olds, who said, "I'm not asking a poem to carry a lot of rocks in its pockets. Just being an ordinary observer and liver and feeler and letting the experience get through you onto the notebook with the pen, through the arm, out of the body, onto the page without distortion." And it was on this day in 1863, Abraham Lincoln delivered the Gettysburg Address at the dedication of the Soldiers' National Cemetery in Gettysburg, 4.5 months after the terrible battle, on a foggy, cold morning. The president arrived about 10 o'clock. Around noon, the sun came out. The crowds were gathered on a hill overlooking the battlefield. A band played. A local preacher gave a long prayer, and the headline orator, Edward Everett, spoke for more than 2 hours, describing the battle in great detail, bringing the audience to tears more than once. And when he was finished, the president stood up and spoke. His speech, just over 2 minutes long, less than 300 words, only 10 sentences, so brief, in fact, that many of the 15,000 people who were there didn't even realize that he had spoken because a photographer setting up his camera distracted them. But the next day, Edward Everett told Lincoln, "I wish that I could flatter myself that I had come as near to the central idea of the occasion in 2 hours as you did in 2 minutes." 5 different manuscript copies of the Gettysburg Address remain, all of them slightly different. 1 copy was signed and dated by Lincoln, and that is the one accepted as the official version. Here's a poem for today by Mark Halliday, "Historic Shirt." Ran into Alyssa and Todd, and Alyssa said, "I like your shirt." And I laughed because it's obviously very old. And she said, "But it looks so soft and comfortable." And I agreed. And Alyssa said, "And that little heart is so sweet," referring to the red velvet heart sewn on the left shoulder. So I said, "There's a lot of history in that," and then had to explain that my first wife sewed the heart on this shirt for her boyfriend before me. And Alyssa said, "Wow, that seems symbolic of something." And Todd laughed, and I said, "It probably means that I refuse to let go of any trace of the past." And Alyssa said, "Or maybe it means you refuse to be oppressed by the past." And I said, "That sounds good." And Todd sort of half smiled. And Alyssa said, "You accept the past so it can't then turn around and bite you." And for a half second, this idea sparkled alarmingly in the air. And then we all smiled in order to let the scene end. And Alyssa walked away arm in arm with her new husband to go on making the life that would be their past together. "Historic Shirt" by Mark Halliday from Threshophobe, published by the University of Chicago Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.